In conquering the content, Smith describes authentic assessments as those that fit real-world circumstances. An example is given. Would you rather have someone cut your hair who has made 100% on 10 50-question multiple-choice tests about cutting hair, but no experience, or someone who has actually cut the hair of multiple individuals, but taken no written tests? As you can see, authentic assessments might replicate something that occurs on the job or in real life. In my course, which is a biology course, I believe an authentic assessment would be to generate a hypothesis, design an experiment to test that hypothesis, collect data, and evaluate that data. A core concept of my course is scientific literacy, and what better way to demonstrate an understanding of scientific literacy than to be a scientist, to do science, to follow the scientific method. Each subsequent module in my course would address a part of the process so that students would be receiving feedback continuously as they go throughout the course, culminating in a final project. I believe this feedback, as Wiggins describes in Assessment as Feedback, is central to learning and will allow students to self-adjust and to retain more information as they go on past this course and into additional courses and into life. I want to thank you for listening to my thoughts on authentic assessment and my biology course, and I look forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you.